One of my favorite Easter memories, my dad, well, see, I thought I was very clever as a kid because, you know, when you start the Easter egg hunts when you're really young, you know, they're like sitting in the lawn, like in plain sight, you know, and you're like, oh, hey, look, I found an egg. It's brightly colored and it's not like the green of the grass, but it's pink. And then you're like, feel amazing. And then you just, basically, it's like a speed contest. Who can go run and get the eggs first? And when you're like a tiny man, it's kind of hard to run and stand upright. So at first that is challenging. But then as you get older, then it gets less challenging. And then you also have like a younger brother, like 5 years younger. So then he's at the age where it's kind of challenging to stand upright. So there's all these eggs in the yard and I'm quicker than he is. And then it's like all of a sudden the rules change. And it's like, no, you can't go get the eggs that are sitting in the yard, David. You have to go find the ones that are like called hidden. They're the ones that are hidden. And then I could find those pretty good. And so then my dad started getting better and better at hiding. And then there was also the eggs that weren't the plastic ones, but the ones you had dyed and made. Well, it turns out if you don't find all those, they rot. And so my dad, it wound up being a trend that every Easter there'd be eggs that he couldn't find that he had hidden and no one else could find until it started to rot, and then we would trace down, you know, the culprit. And so my dad got, I'm just saying this, my mom will tell you my dad can hide an egg. He hid a lot of eggs that took a while to find, and that's probably my favorite thing when I think of family time at Easter, is knowing that there's gonna be some eggs that are gonna rot and we're gonna find them later.